in the broader scheme of things, especially as we get older. But this week, particularly important because it is Dementia Action Week. Bit of a call to arms, really. Many of us are familiar with dementia, the brain condition that can impact someone's mood or memory, their thinking, their behaviour. But anyone can develop it, in fact, at any time. It is more common, of course, in people over the age of 65, but it's not exclusive to them. Now, it's estimated there are more than 421,000 Australians living with dementia. And without a medical breakthrough, that number will exceed 812,000, we reckon, by the mid-2050s. So the medical breakthrough is the key. But this week, we're not only going to talk about dementia, but also what we can do to protect our cognitive health as we get on in years. Prevention always better than cure. Not that we have one yet in this case. Now, Dr. Diane Hosking, the head of research at National Seniors Australia, she's on the line. Dr. Diane Hosking, thank you for being there.
Hello, Michael. Thank you. That's my pleasure.
We do know dementia is certainly more of a risk with age.
Yes,
but age
absolutely
doesn't necessarily cause it. So what are the causes?
Okay, so yeah, age is definitely the biggest risk factor. So we know that people in their 70s say there might be about 4% of people who have dementia, and that rises up to something like 40% in their 90s. So really, age is the biggest risk factor. But of course, there are other factors involved. Now, genetics is one that people are always really concerned about. So they, you know, if you've got parents with dementia or family members with dementia. So there is a genetic component. But again, genes are really complex and there's a whole heap of genes that can interact with dementia.
So
it's really around the lifestyle factors that influence how those genes behave, I guess. So that is something we can address.
Okay,
we can't do much about our age or our genes.
No, well, we can't. So the genes are a big factor. Genetics are a factor here. But you mentioned there are some lifestyle factors that can,
absolutely,
I suppose, trigger this.
Yes.
So what are they?
Yes. So one of the main things you can do to stay cognitively healthy is actually to be physically active. We know that physical activity is one of the biggest protective elements against dementia and all of the other things. So there's a whole list of about 15 things that can affect your dementia risk. But some of the main ones, I guess, would be things like maintaining, just being healthy. So things like diabetes, cardiovascular disease, all of those types of chronic diseases can affect your dementia risk also.
Do we know how? I mean, how would diabetes, for example, have an impact on dementia? Do we know the connection there?
Yeah, so that's a fairly technical question, and I am not a medical person. But basically, it is around the metabolism of sugar. We know that the brain needs glucose.
Yes.
So glucose metabolism is critical for good brain health. But also we know that diabetes is a big risk factor for other diseases as well, for cardiovascular disease as well. So that affects our vascular health, which again is oxygen to the brain. And diabetes is inflammatory, so we know that inflammation also affects brain health. So all of these things are connected. So the best things people can do is really all the things we know for health generally are going to be protective for against dementia also.
Okay, that's a strong message.
Yeah.
Now, the signs and the symptoms, though, I mean, people might say, having a bit of memory loss or something, but what are these signs and symptoms?
Well, yeah, and that's one of the tricky things, particularly if people get older. I mean, we know that the way people think changes as you get older, so you tend to slow down a little bit. You know, things that you could do really quickly when you're in your 20s, for instance, like the math calculations or reacting really fast to something, you're not going to do that as quickly in your 60s and 70s, but that doesn't mean you're getting dementia. So, of course, some changes are not dementia. I heard a really good comment somebody gave to us in one of our research reports, something like, you know, if you forget where you put your car keys, that's not a problem. The problem is if you forget you have a car. So it's much more around severity, and often it'll be family and friends who notice changes in how you're thinking and how you're behaving that may suggest you might want to go and have your memory checked out.
Now, I know you're there with the head of research, of course, at National Seniors Australia. Where this often presents is in nursing homes and the like. A lot of people end up in a facility like that because of dementia. There can be violence associated with people that have dementia because they I assume, are scared of what they believe are strangers, even though it could be their wife of 40 years beside them and this sort of thing. There are some terrible stories associated.
There are some terrible stories, and unfortunately, some of those stories really lead to a lot of stigma around dementia, a lot of fear, and that's not to minimise what does occur, but a lot of those things could be at least minimised with basically more staff, more care, you know, and there's a lot more likelihood of dementia, people with dementia in the community as well.
Yeah.
And bear in mind that dementia takes a very long time often to develop to the point where somebody is needing full-time residential care. So you have people in the community who can lead very, you know, constructive and contributing lives who nonetheless may have a dementia diagnosis.
Here we are with Dementia Action Week. What's the goal this year for the week? What's the message that you really want to get across?
Well, I think, I mean, Dementia Australia are the people who are really promoting this. And one of the things that they really focus on is what is sort of what I was talking about before, which is the dementia-friendly communities. So increasing awareness about dementia so people know what actions to take, both for themselves to minimise their risk, but also actions they can take to make people in the community welcome and to be able to function in the community for longer, because we know people want to stay at home. They don't want to be in nursing homes.
Yeah.
They want to stay at home as long as possible.
Of course, so I was just going to say, Doctor, we've had this big conversation lately in the last week or so also about aged care going forward. This is a massive component, but the thrust is more in-home care rather than in-facility care.
Absolutely.
Is that looking more possible even with a dementia diagnosis?
Yes. Well, as far as I know, some of the reforms around home care are hoping to be able to provide more intensive care at home,
right,
so that people can stay in their familiar environment, which is going to reduce some of their symptoms as well, because they're in a familiar place surrounded by people that they know, and it's just around quality of life. So everybody wants to live and die in their own home, basically.
I think so. Yeah, that's the goal for almost everybody.
Yeah, that's the goal.
If we can, we'll try to end on a positive here, and that is as far as a cure. All medical conditions, the goal is a cure. I assume we're nowhere near there yet. Is that right?
Look, I mean, it's difficult, particularly with dementia, because as you pointed out, dementia is, there's 100 different diseases that make up what we call the umbrella term dementia. So, I mean, the main ones, Alzheimer's disease, vascular dementia, Lewy body dementia, and I think frontotemporal dementia, there's still no cure in sight. But there are a lot of trials still being done around ways of, I guess, reversing some of the damage that has occurred. A cure is not something that anyone is sort of thinking is going to happen in the immediate future. So we have to learn ways of being able to minimise our risk so that for people now, they're less likely to develop dementia when they're in their later years.
But it is the holy grail, and we aim for it.
It is.
Got to aim high.
Absolutely.
Good to talk. Thank you for all of that information.
Yes.
Appreciate it, Diane. Funding, of course.
My pleasure. Okay, thanks, Michael.
All the best. Bye-bye. Have a good day. Dr. Diane Hosking, Head of Research at National Seniors Australia. It's a very important issue. Dementia Action Week affects a lot of people. It might affect you or your family. Chances are it probably does if you're listening right now. It is 11 to 2, more straight after this.